Boker Tov, Shavua Tov. We are continuing. Today's daf is daf Vav, daf 6. Today's class should be for the Refu'ah, Shlema Vav Al-Khalim. Ubiqlalam, Chaimdam, Rahmah, Hanabzan, and the Mechan, 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 But Miriam. Okay, we are at the bottom of page Hey Amud Bet 5B, 7 lines from the bottom of the page. 5B, bottom of the page, 7 lines from the bottom of the page. Bar Hadaya Ba'e La'atuye Gita. We're in the middle of the line. Bar Hadaya wanted to bring a get. Ata Lekamed Rabbi Achai. He came in front of Rabbi Achai. To have a Mimune Agite who was appointed, who was the appointed person for gets. They had appointed him, right? The Rashi says the Kaimanan Kosha, you know, you have a tip gitin kiddushin lo esikmayan. You have to know all the nitty gritty details in gitin to be and kiddushin in order to be involved with them. And they appointed him to be the person. So he brought him in front of Rabbi Achai. Amar le tzaricha ta'an la'amod al kol ot va'ot. He says you need to witness every single word, every single word that's written in the get that's read. You need to witness it. Every single letter that's written in the get. Ata the kamed Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi. He came in front of Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi. Amri lei lo tzaricha. No, they said you don't need to. So the Gemara says, "Rechi teima avid lechumra." Maybe he'll say, "Oh, let me be strict." So he says, "Nimsata motzilaz al gitin arishonim." If you do that, then you show that the earlier gets that they didn't do that for, they weren't great. So therefore, don't try to be stricter in something that you have to just keep all the laws. Rabava Rachana Aiti Gita, he brought a get. Palgai Katev Kame, Upalgai Loi Katev Kame. Says half of the get was written in front of him, and half of the get was not written in front of him. Atala Kame de Rabbi Elazar, he came in front of Rabbi Elazar. Amarle Afilo lo Katavbo Ela Shita Achad Lishma, Ashuve no Tsarich. He says, as long as they wrote one line for the sake of the woman, that's it, you don't need anything more than that. So Ravashi Amar Ravashi says, Afilu Kan Kulmosa. Even the sound of the sharpening, it's different perushim, but one perushim Rashi is the sound of the sharpening of the quill and the parchment, how they would make it smooth, even just the sound of that. Some say it makes the sound of a kan, whatever it is, that would be the sharpening and the readying of the utensils to make, to write the get, that itself would also, if it was done lishma, that itself would also be fine. Someone brings a get from outside of Israel. He's in the house, the sofer is in the attic. He's in the attic, the sofer is in the house. Kosher. Even if he's going in and out of the house all day long, it's kosher. So the Gemara says, if he was in the house and the sofer was in the attic, he doesn't see the sofer, so how can he trust that? So is it not talking about a case where he hears the sharpening of the quill and the parchment and readying it for writing? He hears that and it's being done for the sake of this specific woman, and so therefore that would be fine. Look at the first Rashi. Rashi says, Tikuna kolmos vehaklaf shama kesheitiknuhu lishma. When they were cutting it and they were sharpening it and smoothening it, he heard and he knows that he heard that it's being done for the sake of this specific woman. So that would be, even that would be fine. Amar Mor, even if he's going in and out of the house all day long, it's kosher. So the Gemara says, man, who's going in and out? Maybe it's the shaliach is going in and out. So the Gemara says, hashta, but now, if the guy was in the house and the sofer was in the attic, he doesn't even see him, we said that's fine. Do you need to even ask a case of if he's going in and out, where when he comes in, he does see the guy? Obviously, that's kosher. So the Gemara says, Ela Sofer. It must be talking about the Sofer himself. The Sofer is writing the get, and he's going in and out, in and outside the house, in and out. The Gemara says, Pshita, why would that make the problem? What's the problem there? So the Gemara says, Mishum de Nichnas, Yotze Nifseline. What? Because he's going in and out of the house, we're going to say it's Pasul? So the Gemara says, Lo Tzricha de Nafek Lishuka Ve'ata. No, he's going to the Shuk, and he's coming back. Ma'u the tema, I would have thought to say, Inish Acharina Ashkechei Ve'amarle. Maybe he saw another person with the same name and the same wife's name. And that same name person told him, write a get for me. And so now, in the middle of the get that he's writing for Yaakov, he goes and he starts writing another get for the same name, Yaakov, for a different person. But you can't do that. Once you start writing it for this person, you can't change directions and start writing it for this, continue for this person. So we would have thought that he would do that since he went out to the Shuk and the same name person came and said, write a get for me. He would continue writing the get for the second person. Kamash Malan. That's why the Gemara is coming to teach us that no, we're not worried even if the Sofer is going in and out of the house. There's no problem whatsoever. Itmar was stated, Bavel, Rav Amar Keretz Tzelegitin, Ushmuel Amar Kechutz La'aretz. Machloket Rav and Shmuel, Rav says Bavel is like Eretz Yisrael for get, that he doesn't need to say Befana Nichtav. And Shmuel says, no, it's like Chutz La'aretz. So Lema Bahaka Miflegi. Let's say the following is the Machloket. The more Savar Lefi She'en Bekin Lishma. Rav holds, they are not Baki outside of Israel to say it's for the woman, for the specific woman. Vahane Gemiri. But in Bavel, they are affluent. They are fluent in these laws. And therefore, since they're fluent in these laws, they know to write it for the sake of this woman. And Bavel is like Eretz Yisrael. Umar Savar, and Shmuel says, Lefi She'en Adim Etzavim Lekaimah. No, the reason is that there are no witnesses to fulfill the document, saying we know who these witnesses on the document are. Vehane Nami Lo Shechichei. And in Bavel also, it's not common that you find the witnesses that will be able to tell who the witnesses are when the get is brought in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, "V'tizbera, is this possible?" Ha Rabba idle de Rava, but we learned yesterday, Rabba actually holds of the opinion of Rava as well. And so if Rabba holds of the opinion of Rava, that means that we need to say that everyone holds that you need to have the witnesses be able to tell who these witnesses are on the get. So Ella the Gemara changes answers. De kule alma ba'ina lekaimo. Everyone agrees you need to be able to tell who the witnesses are. Rav Savar kevan de'ika metivta mishkach shechichei. Rav says, since there's a yeshiva, they have a yeshiva over there. They have a set yeshivot, one in Surah, Rashi says, one in Neharda, and they go from place to place. So therefore, it's common that people will know who the witnesses are. Ushmuel Amar, Ushmuel Savar, Metivta Bigir Sayub Turideh. That really, they are so involved in their learning, they're in depth in their learning, that they're not going to have time to be able to go from place to place, so they're not going to know who the witnesses are. This is the Machlok and Rav and Shmuel. Itmar Nami was also stated, Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Rav Huna, Asinu Atmenu B'Bavel Ke'eretz Yisrael Gitin, Miki'ata Rav Le'Bavel. We made ourselves in Bavel, like Eretz Yisrael, for Gitin, whenever Rav came to Bavel. Because he was of the opinion that it's like Eretz Yisrael. Meitiv Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mirekem LaMizrach V'Rechem K'Mizrach. We said Rekem to the east, and Rekem is like the east, it's not part of Israel. Me'ashkalon LaDarom, Ashkalon to Darom, Ashkalon to the south, and Ashkalon is like the south. Me'ako le'tzafon, ve'ako ke'tzafon, Ako to the north, and Ako is like the north. So the Gemara now asks, Ve'ha Bavel, litzfona de'Eretz Yisrael kaima. Bavel is part of the north of Eretz Yisrael.
You have to explain to me why Ashkelon is Darom, it's not Darom.
Nachon, we have to, it's a good point. Nachon. Okay, but the Gemara's point is, Ve'ha Bavel, litzfona de'Eretz Yisrael kaima.
Is it different Ashkelon maybe?
It's possible. But the Gemara's question is, Bavel litzfona de'Eretz Yisrael kaima. Bavel is to the north of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so how can we say that it's part of Eretz Yisrael? Dichtiv vayomer Adonai, I think it's pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Vayomer Adonai elai mitzafon tipatach ra'a. From the north, the ra'a will come, will open. Utanan, the Mishnah said, Rabbi Meir omer, Ako ke'Eretz Yisrael gitin. Ako is like Eretz Yisrael gitin. Va'afilo Rabbi Meir lo kamar ela be'ako de mikrava. Rabbi Meir is only saying Akko because it's so close to Eretz Yisrael. Aval Bavel demirchaka lo, but Bavel, it is not close to Eretz Yisrael. So how can you say it's like Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara says Humotiv la humufarakla. He asked the question. He's going to answer the question. Lebar mi Bavel. He's talking about all cases except for Bavel. Bavel is an exception to the rule because we had a reason. We said the yeshiva, they would have people from going place to place, and therefore there would be witnesses who can testify who the witnesses on the get are. So Bavel is like Eretz Yisrael. Atechani Bavel. Until what point is Bavel? Amar Papa ke machloket deduchasin kach machloket legitin. Just like there's a machloket in Masachet Kiddushin for yichus, for the lineage, proper lineage, so too, and we get there, Rezad Hashem, that will be the next Masachet, Rezad Hashem, but that's the same machloket for Gitin as well. That's how we know the extent of Bavel itself. Rav Yosef Amar, machloket liyuchasin, aval legitin divrei hakol az arba tinyana digishra. He says, no, that's a machloket by the lineage in Masachet Kiddushin. Aval legitin, by Gitin, everyone agrees it's until you pass that second willow swamp, which is past the bridge, right? Tinyana digishra. It's past the bridge. So I guess there was a first swamp, and then there was a second swamp. The second swamp, which was beyond the bridge already, that was where the end of Bavel they considered was, according to this. Okay, Nehar Pirat. Rav Chisda Matzrich Me'atesfon Leve Ardashir. He required you to say this this phrase that Befanai Nichtav, Befanai Nichtam, from this place to that place. Umibe Ardashir Le'atesfon Lo Matzrich, but from the other way around, he wouldn't require it. So Lema Kasavar Lefishein Bakin Lishma V'Hani Gemiri. Maybe we can say it's because they're not, his reason is because they're not fluent in writing it for the sake of the woman. And in that place, they are fluent. So Gemara says, "V'tis berah." Does that make sense? V'ha Rabba eat lay the Rava. Rabba holds of the opinion of Rava. Again, we're asking again if Rabba holds like Rava, that means you need to hold that there has to be witnesses who can testify. We know who these witnesses are on the document. So ela the kulei alma ba'ina lekaimo. Everyone agrees you need to be able to fulfill the document by knowing the witnesses. V'hane kevan de azle le shukah dehata. These people, since they're going to that shuk, hanach yadei v'chatimut yada dehane. They know the other people's signatures. They recognize them. So therefore, when they're in that town, they become able to recognize the signature of the people. But the other way around, that we said that you are required to say they don't know the witnesses because they're not coming. They're busy in their own shuk. They don't go from place to place. So therefore, they don't know the other person's signatures to be able to testify on them. Rabba required from one row of houses to the opposite side row of houses. Rashi says, "Mishurat batim shebatzad roshut arvim mashurasha kinegda," from one side to the other side. Roshishet matzrich leshchuna leshchuna, from one neighborhood to another neighborhood. It requires you to say it. Rava matzrich beotosh shechuna. Even Rava says, even in that same neighborhood, you need to still say, "Fanai nichtav, fanai nichtam." But Rava was the opinion we had earlier, the machloket, Rava and Rava. Rava was the opinion that says you just needed to recognize the witnesses. If it's the same neighborhood, imagine somebody in the neighborhood here, you see a document, everybody will know who the witnesses are. How can you not know? It's all one neighborhood. So the Gemara says, Shani b'nei machoze d'naydeh. No, b'nei machoze was different because they wouldn't stay in their homes. They would be so busy with business, and they would be traveling, they'd be going around. Rashi says, "Trudin bischora," and so therefore they would not be able to recognize the signature of the witnesses. Rav Chanin Mishnayi, Rav Chanin stated, "Rav Kahana Aiti Gita." Rav Kahana brought a get. V'lo yadana imi surah leNarda, imi Narda leSurah. He didn't know if it was from Surah to Narda or Narda to Surah. Ata lekameid Rav. He came in front of Rav. Do I need to say it was written and signed in front of me or not? He said, no, you don't need to say it. Why? Because this is Bavel. Bavel is like Eretz Yisrael, Rashi says. And if you do say it, it works for you. It works. So Gemara says, what does that mean? It works. If the husband then comes, you had said it was written and signed in front of me. And the husband comes and says, oh, I didn't write this. We don't listen to him because you said that phrase. Kedetanya, the writer says, Ma'aseh be'adam echad, shehevi ged lifnei Rabbi Yishmael. There was a person who brought a divorce in front of Rabbi Yishmael. Amar lo tzarich, ani lomar b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam, o ein lo tzarich, o ein hi tzarich. Do I need to say it was written and signed in front of me or not? So Amar lo, he said to him, Beni, mehecha nata, he said to him, from where are you? Amar lo, he said back to him, Rebbe Mikfar Sisai Ani. I'm from the village of Sisai. It's the name of a place. Amar lo tzarich atal omar b'fanai nechtam. He said to him, you need to say it was written and signed in front of me. Why? The reason is very important. He says, so you don't need to know the edim. You don't require edim. But is that really the reason? So the Gemara says, when the Talmid, when he left the room, Rabbi Eli walked into the room. Amarlo Rebbe, he said, Rebbe, the village of Sisai is within the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Why does he need to say, Bifanai Nichtav? It's closer to Tzipori more than Akko. And Akko, we said, is like Eretz Yisrael. Right? Utnan, it says in the Mishnah, some people erase this part, but we'll read it anyway. Rabbi Meir, Omer, Akko ke Eretz Yisrael gitin. I think the Pnei Yehoshua over here says that there's no way it could be, this part could be in the Baraita, because, in the Mishnah, because why would Rabbi Shmuel be quoting Rabbi Meir, who Rabbi Meir, I think, was Rabbi Shmuel's Talmid. So it doesn't make sense, but whatever, we'll read it anyway. With none, it's not in the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Omer, Akko ke Eretz Yisrael gitin. Akko is like Eretz Yisrael by divorces. But afilo Rabbanan lo pligi alei de Rabbi Meir, ela be'akko de merchaka. The Rabbanan only disagreed with Rabbi Meir by Akko because it's far. Aval kfar Sisai, de mikarva lon. But the village of Sisai, that it's very close to Eretz Yisrael, it's within the border. Why would they disagree? They agree that it's part of Eretz Yisrael. It's considered like Eretz Yisrael by Gitin. So Rabbi Shmuel responded, Amar lo, shetok beni shetok, be silent. Ho'il v'yatza hadavar beheter yatza. Since this phrase of Bifanai Nichtav was established as a heter, a leniency for the woman, it's not supposed to be, we learned this on the previous daf, it's not to be strict on the woman, rather to be lenient that she does not require edim. So therefore, it is a heter, let her say it. If she wants to say it, it'll be a leniency for her, and therefore, it would be fine. You can read this a different way. Meaning, because it was a leniency that came out of my mouth, it's a leniency, but that's not what it means. It means, since it was established as a leniency for the woman, we let it be a leniency. So, ha ihu nami shelo tisakek la'edim ka'amar le. But Rabbi Shmuel said that, what's the reason? So you don't need witnesses, but that's not the reason. What was the reason that we brought? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "V'lav mishum detzarich umay kasher Rabbi Eli." What's the question, Rabbi Eli? Right? Rabbi Eli asked him. He said, "But it's part of Eretz Yisrael." Why did he say you don't need the reason? Is because so you say it, so you don't need edim. That's not true. It's part of Eretz Yisrael. If it's part of Eretz Yisrael, then you don't need it regardless. So the Gemara says, "La simu akameh." They didn't fully explain to Rabbi Eli the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. He didn't finish the complete explanation, and so that's why he didn't know. Rashi says, "Lo simu akameh de Rabbi Eli, li simu de milte de Rabbi Shmuel." They didn't completely teach him the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel to know the full 9 yards, to understand the full opinion. And that's why he had these questions. But really, it would not be a problem. Shalach le Rabbi Eviatar le Rav Chista. He had a question. Gitin abayim misham lekan en tzerich lomar b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam. He said to him, it's a comment, said that if divorce has come from here to there, or from there to here, they don't need to say b'fanai nechtav. Where is from there to here? Rashi says mi bavel eretz Yisrael, from bavel to eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says lema kosavar lefisha ein b'kein lishma v'hani gemira. Maybe we say he holds of the reason they're not fluent in the laws to write it for the sake of the woman, and these people are fluent in Bavel. So the Gemara says, "V'tis bara." Is that so? V'ha Rabba idle de Rava. Rava holds of the opinion of Rava, and therefore you need to know who the witnesses are. So the Gemara says, "Ela de kulei alma ba'in and the kaimo." You need to be able to establish the get by knowing the signatures. V'kevan de'ikar rabim de'salke v'nachte mishkach shechiche. Since there are a lot of people who go up and down from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, so therefore it's common that they know who the witnesses are in the document. Amar Yosef, man leimelan de Rabbi Eviatar bar Samcha.
Was there found or easily found? Not forget.
Yeah. It's common. It's common that they have people there to find witnesses that know the document, know the people in the document. Amar Yosef, man leimelan de Rabbi Eviatar bar Samcha. Who's going to say the Rabbi Eviatar is reliable? How can we rely on his opinion? Ve'od, and not only that, who iu de shalach le the Rabbi Yehuda? He sent the opinion to Rabbi Yehuda. Bnei Adam ha'olin misham nekan. People who come from there to here, from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, hein kimu be'atzman. They fulfilled it with themselves from this pasuk. Va'itenu ha'yelad bazona, va'yelda machru b'yayin va'ishnu. It says in the pasuk in Yoel, it says they gave the child for a zona, for a prostitute. Va'yelda, and the girl machru b'yayin. They sold for wine va'ishnu, and they drank. And he said, "Uchtav le belos yirtut." When he sent this letter, he sent it without writing lines. If you look at the Sefer Torah or Megillah, you look at the get, they have these parched lines on the Sefer Torah, on a get, that has to be there. He didn't do that. And we know the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Vamar b'Yitzchak." Sorry, not Mishnah. "Vamar b'Yitzchak." Shtayim kotvin, shalosh ein kotvin. You're allowed to write two words without that line, two consecutive words, but not three words. Nitatan in the Braita, they said shalosh kotvin, arba'in kotvin. You're allowed to write three words without the lines, but not four words. Everyone's aware of the lines I'm referring to, the arched lines on the Sefer Torah. So he's saying, how could he have done this? How can we rely on him? He wrote this whole letter without actually putting lines. So the Gemara says, Amar le Abaye, atu kol delo yada hader Yitzchak lav gavar abahu. What? Anyone who doesn't know this opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak, they need to put the lines. Therefore, he is not a great person. He's not a great rabbi. He doesn't know one thing. The Gemara says, Bishlam amil detalya besvara lechaye. I understand if it's something that is a lot with logic. That makes sense. Okay, you want to disagree with him? Fine. That makes sense. But Hagmarahi, but this is a tradition. This is a, how can this be something that, you know, how can you hold this against him? Ugmara lo shmiale. Maybe he never learned this. Maybe he was never taught this tradition, this Mesorah. How can you say this? Ve'od ha Rabbi Evyatar hu de'askim mare al yadei. Not only that, Rabbi Evyatar, Hashem actually gave his confirmation. He gave his haskama. He said, I'm with you. How do we know that? Dichtiv, as the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Shofetim. This is by Pilegesh Bagiva. The story of the Pilegesh Bagiva, I think it's in chapter 19. But he's now love Pilegesho. The Pilegesh, whenever she realized, right, that the man was getting angry, so she ran away. So what happened over here, Rabbi Evyatar Amar Zvuv Matzala. Why did he get angry? He found a fly in his food. So he got angry at her. Rabbi Yonatan Amar Nima Matzala. He said, no, I found a hair. So Ashkechei, Rabbi Evyatar Eliyahu. Rabbi Evyatar found Eliyahu Navi. We know that Eliyahu Navi, according to Divrei Yami, according to Melachim Bet, Eliyahu Navi never died. Eliyahu Navi was still alive. So he saw Eliyahu Navi. Amarle Maika Aved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He asked him, what is Hashem doing? Amarle Asik VePilegesh BeGiva. He's dealing with the story in Shofetim of the Pilegesh, the concubine in the Giva. So Maika Amar, what is he saying? Amarle Evyatar Beni Kach Hu Omer. Evyatar, my son, is saying like this, that it was a fly. Yonatan Beni Kach Hu Omer. My son Yonatan is saying no, it was a hare. So Amarle Chas V'Shalom Mi Kasveka Kamei Shemaya. Is the Chas V'Shalom ever a doubt in front of Hashem? Amarle Elu VeElu Divrei Elohim Chayim Hen. No, both of these opinions are the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Both of them are true. They're both fulfilled words. Zvuv matzav lo ikpid, nima matzav ikpid. He saw a fly, he didn't get angry. Once he saw the hair, then he was strict and he got angry. Amar of Yehuda, zvuv beke'ara v'nima ba'oto makom. The fly he found in his bowl of food. And the hair he found on the woman's private. Zvuv me'isuta v'nima sakanta. The zvuv, the fly, was disgusting to him. But the hair was a danger to him. I don't know the science behind how it could be a danger. The way I think Rashi explains it, and the way the commentators explained it, it says,
but, lo, the husband could
I understand, but I'm saying I don't know how that's possible. V'darkana ela hashir et ha-se'ar, v'lo li-seken bo ala le'asot kuru shukha, u'mishum di-sakantahu, ikbil alea u'baracha mipnei emato. So Rashi says that maybe because the women were supposed to remove all their hair, she didn't, it could cause a danger to the man, the male's organ, so therefore he got very angry. And she ran away. Ikad Amri, some say, Idi vi idi vi karab. Some say, no, both of them were found in a bowl, both the fly and the hare. Zvu unsa, binimab shu'uta. The fly, there was nothing she could do. That was accidental completely. Nice. Whereas, the hare, that's something that she was able to control. It fell into the bowl. She was careless, and that's why it happened. And so that's why he got angry at her. And this is the idea. This is what, and what do you see from here? That Rav Evyatar is on the end of the story, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Elu Elu Dvar Elohim Chayim. He's putting his confirmation on his opinion also. So you see that we can rely on him. If Hashem can rely on him, I think we can rely on him also. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Quick 1 minute recap. We started on He Amud Bet by talking about a case of these different gets that were brought in front of different types of people. And even as long as the kolmos, the quill, and the parchment was done lishma, was sharpened and smoothened lishma, that would be enough for it to be for the woman. Okay, then we got into the case of the guy is going in and out all day long. Even if the sofer is going in and out to the shuk, we're not worried and we say that's perfectly fine as well. Then we discuss how far is Bavel. And we gave different opinions to where the extent of Bavel would go up until. And then we have the story of Rabbi Ishmael, where he came, the guy came in front of him and asked him, and he told him, you need to say b'fanai nichtav. And then a student came and said, oh, but you, why would you need to say this? It's part of Eretz Yisrael. And he said, don't worry, since it's a leniency for her, let it be a leniency. And then the final part of the daf was really Rabbi Eviatar. He sent to Rav Chista gitin that come from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. He says, they don't need to say b'fanai nichtav, u'fanai nichtav. So we said, what's the reason? It's because since there are people that are going up and down from place to place, they know who the witnesses are. And then we asked, how can we rely on Rav Eviatar? And we answered by saying, you can rely on him. Hashem relied on him. So if Hashem relied on him, for sure we can rely on him. And not only that, we tried to bring the contradiction, but the Gemara is saying, what? Because he doesn't know one tradition that he's not kosher anymore? And this is a big musar. A lot of times you see a Talmid Chacham, you see a rabbi, maybe he doesn't know one thing. Okay, doesn't know one thing, that doesn't mean he's not a great person, doesn't mean he's not a great rabbi. It could be he forgot something, it could be he doesn't know something. It's okay, not everybody's perfect, not everybody knows everything. But Rabbi Eviatar as well, Hashem also, he agreed with his opinions, and so we can follow that as well. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen.